I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Every month, before the government's big reports on hiring and unemployment, there's a private sector prequel. Now, after moments where this ADP report was notably out of sync with the government data that followed, an overhaul. Today, the ADP Research Institute and the Stanford Digital Economy Lab released a retooled national employment report. It still draws from data that ADP has from the payrolls it processes nationwide. It's due later this morning. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
ADP says this new retooled report is not a forecast like the previous version was. Rather, it's an independent estimate of real-time employment. It's built using ADP's payroll data, which Jesse Rothstein at UC Berkeley says comes with its own limitations.
They're basing their estimates on the companies that use ADP to process their payroll, but that's not everyone. They've got a lot, and they do a pretty good job of trying to extrapolate, but there is some guesswork about what's going on with the non-ADP firms.
And that guesswork is a challenge for any group trying to put together economic estimates or forecasts. Elise Gould is senior economist at the Economic Policy Institute.
They're all based on some kind of a sample, some kind of an estimation technique. And I think you have to take each one of them and get the information that you can from it.
And the way that data is framed and marketed depends on who ends up using it. Will it be provided as a public service or sold as a product?
It really does depend on what the mission of the organization is that's producing it.
Erica Groshen is a senior economic advisor at Cornell and former commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, or BLS. She says that because BLS is a government agency, they're obligated to be open and transparent about their sources and methodology. But private firms are more likely to consider their data and analysis proprietary.
If they're a profit-making company, then somehow there's a profit motive behind this as well.
And in the end, she says, the most valuable analysis is an accurate one. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.